When I was a counselor, that after a hard-fought softball game, it was often difficult. Difficult for the losing team. Especially, and I think it's still true to this day, and I'm not sure if I'm correct. Brother Peter might know better, but I think they're careful as to what happens after. They don't like to ruin the night for the Nonanta boys when they play the counselors in softball. Because the counselors always kill them. And then they go right from that being slaughtered on the field to going to a meeting. And they're sitting in the meeting kind of, if we only planned better, if we could only hit and catch, if we could only do things differently. Now, I don't notice that it's that way tonight. I know there was a hotly contested game. And I still think, I don't know, I left before it was over, but I think Rachel was the MVP. I'm not too sure about that. And the other, she was on the losing team, but she could take courage. But the rest, now maybe, you ever feel that way? Maybe not because of a softball game, and maybe you've never played the counselors and lost. But sometimes we feel a little bit, I don't know. You ever feel tired? Do you ever feel that way? Probably not. I mean, you're probably always, you know, at the top of your game and never feel tired. You ever feel like, oh, man, like the weight of the world maybe is on your shoulders? I mean, nothing necessarily. You know, we learned from a man who's, I think his picture's in here. Is Brother Wanamaker in here? Well, thank you for ringing the bell for us. I guess it's over in that direction. There he is right there. Yeah, next to the clock. I guess I'm always looking at the clock and not looking at Brother Wanamaker. But he's one of the men I was referring to last night when they said, you know, you put your hands on this bow and arrow and I'll put my hands over yours. Now, I didn't know him very well because, I knew him as a young man and as in my young 20s, but then he passed away. But he was one that really steered others. He really helped steer Brother Edwin and others also that were around contemporaries of him and maybe a little older than he was. And, you know, one of the things he taught them, and he, I think on two different occasions, this happened to even that man, Brother Wanamaker. If you don't know who he was, I mean, he traveled all over the place, evangelizing, praying for the sick, and he himself was marvelously healed of bone consumption. And the Lord did much in him, for him, and then through him to many, many areas of this world, and saved him out of a life of playing his accordion in Hungarian. I don't think they were called discotheques. Hungarian or nightclubs or whatever it was. And he was one of the leading fiddle players, I guess, and good at it. But then what a transformation, what a change. And he grew to be a man of God that helped so many. And, you know, some of the greatest helps aren't so much really deep life spiritual things, but they really turn out to be. For instance, he said that he had gotten off the train or bus or plane, whatever it was, in Wisconsin, and he was tired. And he was just moaning and groaning and moping because life is so hard. And I don't know if we're going to make that kind of a thing. And he said the Lord just spoke to him and said, Joseph, you shouldn't be like this. And he said, I put down my suitcases on the corner of, what corner was it?
Wabash.
Wabash, that's the name I remember, and I don't know what the cross street was. I put down my suitcases on Wabash and whatever the other cross street was, and he said, I jumped a good one. Now, what does that mean? I mean, where do we find that in the Bible? I jumped a good one. I jumped right out of my lethargy and my woebegone spirit and my dumps and my mopes and my grumps and I jumped a good one and into the glory of God and began to praise the Lord. You know, that's a good lesson to learn. That's teaching every one of us how to shoot. That's teaching every one of us how God's ways are implemented in our lives. And God needs to teach us those lessons. He was riding the New York City subway years ago, obviously, with Brother Edwin, coming home from the city. And those were the days before there were air-conditioned subway cars. Now, some of you wouldn't ever dare think about getting on a New York subway system car without air conditioning. I would die before. Well, people did die, almost. It was hot. And they had those little fans that could take your head off if you were too tall. And it was really pretty wicked on the New York City subway. And they're coming home from Manhattan, and it's crowded, and it's rush hour. Now, some of you have been there, and if you haven't, you missed a good experience. You should come into the city sometime and ride the subway at rush hour. You get kind of pushed in and pushed out, and you get off where you don't want to, and hopefully get back on before the doors shut. And it's kind of interesting. And they were together when they got on the subway. But as people got on, then they were a distance from another, like from where I am to where Brother Rich is. And they were both hanging on to these straps, and they were both sweating, pouring down and dripping off their chins. And, you know, one of those kind of things. And feeling it all. And all of a sudden, Uncle Edwin told the story. He said, all of a sudden I heard across the subway car, Edwin, praise the Lord. And Uncle Edwin thought, I don't know this man. I'm just going to stand here and sweat and mope. And then Brother Wanamaker wouldn't stop. Edwin, praise the Lord, Edwin. And Uncle Edwin said, I knew I had to pacify this guy because he wouldn't stop. It'd just make matters worse. So my uncle looked up and said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Edwin. Praise the Lord. You know, that's the thing to do. Put down your suitcases and jump a good one. I had mentioned this in one of the meetings. I guess it was a couple of years ago. It was at a couples retreat. And I was talking to them about, I guess, this incident. And I said, we need to jump. And all of a sudden, I was worshiping the Lord. I had my eyes closed. And all of a sudden, I heard. And I looked up. I thought, what's happening? And there right in front of me was a guy. You know what he was doing? He was jumping a good one. And he testified after that. If I told you who he was, most of you here would know who I'm talking about. He's a young family man. And he told me afterwards, he said, I jumped right out of myself into the glory of God. And there was a transformation wrought in my soul. You know, those are lessons that I don't know where you're going to learn those things. But they are taught in the Bible. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. He's the light of your countenance. You know what the Message Bible says about that verse? You know how it translates it in the Message? It says, jump a good one. Well, I think it might. It's pretty close to that. That's what it means. And I'm not begging and asking anybody tonight to start jumping good ones. But if you just feel a little bit tired, or you're wondering, another meeting now, and I don't know, here we go again, and I don't know, anybody thinking that or feeling that way? I hope not, but if you are, praise the Lord. If I knew who you were that felt that way, I'd even say your name. Praise the Lord, Brother Tom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See, I don't have to encourage him too much. He's good. But you need to do that too. It's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. It's just like Jesus in his great love. And sometimes the clouds of sorrow bedim the sky above. And that song, I mean, it almost depresses me when I sing those verses. The hope seems worse than useless, and earthly hopes are dead. I mean, it's pretty bad. And it doesn't go on to say jump a good one, but it says bring your case to Jesus then. Nor do I go in vain, because he just rolls those clouds away. And if there are any clouds in this meeting, maybe you lost the game and you're worried about it. I doubt it. But maybe something else. Maybe you're just sagging or tired. Maybe, you know, maybe the dishes were a little bit, well, that couldn't have been, could it? I don't know what it is or what it might be, but whenever it happens, learn from Brother Wanamaker. Learn from David, the psalmist. Learn to encourage yourself and strengthen yourself in God. If you're a David and you go back to Ziklag and you see your house all burned down and your wife and your children are taken into captivity and hauled off by the bad guys, what do you do then? It says that David strengthened himself in God. You know what I think he did? I think he jumped a good one. I think he took out his harp and he began to sing and he began to praise the Lord and he began to worship God. And you know what I think happened to David in his situation? I think the Lord lifted him up. The circumstance didn't immediately change, but I think David did. And so I'm thankful tonight that we can let Jesus roll the clouds away and just fill us with his glory and joy unspeakable and lift us into himself. And that's what he's come to do for every one of us. I think that song is in our book. It's just like his great love. 436, 437, somewhere in that section. Let's sing it together. And maybe you'd like to stand as we sing. 438. Thank you. 438.
Just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like his great love. Sometimes the clouds of trouble may dim the sky above. I cannot see my Savior's face. I doubt his wondrous love, but he from heaven's mercy seat, beholding my despair, in pity bursts the clouds between and shows me he is there. Oh, it's just like Jesus threw all the clouds away. It's just like Jesus to keep just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like his great love. When sorrow's clouds o'ertake me and break upon my head, when life seems worse than useless and earthly hopes are higher plane than I have found. I'll plant my feet on. of saints on higher ground. Oh, Ganabai Shova Boyanabamba Shova Boyanababa Yo. Lift, O Lord, lift this meeting into your glory. Lift us, O Lord. Hallelujah. Gabayo Robo Bayanababa Yo Shova Boyanabambando Robo Kopoya. Oh, lift, O Lord, this meeting into your glory. Lift every one of us into yourself, dear Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let heaven come down and let glory fill every soul. Hallelujah. Lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord, oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, lift, oh, Lord, hallelujah, into your glory, into yourself, dear Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, lift us, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lift us, Lord. Lift this whole meeting. Oh, set us into a better place, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lift us, O Lord. Oh, Garababa, Yorobo, Bayarabamba, Dojovo, Boyarababa. Oh, lift us, Lord, into your glory and set us in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Do it, Lord Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus in my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We praise you. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kapasho voboja voko boya. Kovo boya ravaba. Yoro vobojo voko. Yaravaba, yaravaba. Jovo boya ravaba. Bando jovo kopoyo. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, yes, Lord Jesus. Lift us, O Lord. Hallelujah, into the glory as you've promised in your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing that last verse as we take our seats. Oh, I could sing forever of Jesus' love.
Sing.
love constrains me to answer His call. Follow His leading and give Him my all. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou is
Lord.